Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, April 25th. This is a rebroadcast of the closing comments. In the original comments I posted about 1:40 had some incorrect information on the expanded or changed limits in the grain markets. The corn is unchanged, 45-cent limits with a 70 expanded limit. The beans were raised a nickel to 105 with an expanded limit of 160. Wheat was lowered from 65 cents down to 60 with a 90-cent expanded limit. Oil was down from 0.045 to 0.04, and the expanded limit there is 0.06. The meal was left unchanged with a $45 expanded limit there. The grains were mixed here. Corn closed up a quarter cent at 607 and three quarters. July wheat down 4 cents at 653. July beans down 18 and a half cents. Obviously, the funds wanted out of beans and meal out here today. Meal was down 470. Oil was down 85 ticks on the crude oil, being down $1.69 a barrel. The corn was able to rally about 7 cents off its lows to close higher. The wheat closed more than 10 cents off its lows, but the beans only closed about six and a quarter off their lows. The old crop, new crop spreads gave it up here. Augie Nova's down a nickel. July Nova was down 8 cents, and pretty tough day here. You know, I'm really surprised old crop is taking this kind of a beating out here. You know, maybe the thinking is that the exports are so bad that they'll increase the carryouts on the May report. But overall, I still think we've got pretty tight supplies by the end of the marketing year out here. The market is ignoring the cold, wet weather. They did get some rains in Kansas today. I don't see any more rain in there until Friday. But we had May Kansas City, the old crop down 14 and three quarters. July was down 14 and a half cents. So they hit Kansas City with the rains that are coming in. So, you know, overall, it was a tough day. I think we've overdone it in here. We've got the funds heavily short wheat now, about 150,000 contracts. They're about even in the corn. They're long 78,000 beans, about 73,000 meal, short 47,000 contracts of oil. So maybe they continue to liquidate meal and beans out here. But, you know, again, I think it's a mistake. The Brazilian harvest is virtually complete. They should be seeing the basis start to come back there, and I think that'll help U.S. beans. So, you know, I think this hard break has been overdone. We've been down here before and come right back again, and it wouldn't surprise me if that happens again. But it's really about what the funds want to do in here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.